walked up from Tooting Broadway, and it hasn't changed an awful lot. There's a few things that have opened up. Chennai Dozer, which was ready to open for quite a long time. There's a few things closed down as well. Primark seems to have moved out and been replaced by TK Maxx, so kind of like for like, although it's a shame that Primark is gone. And then there was a couple of empty shops that were empty when I was here last. That have, the council have put hoardings on the outside of the shop. The picture on the hoarding is Tooting Common, so it makes them a bit more attractive, but there's still quite a lot of empty shops that could be improved, either by someone moving in or by them doing something similar. I'm going to go up Mitcham Road in a minute. I'm in Babouche by Tooting Broadway tube station. So I'm going to head up towards Amen Corner and see what's happened in the last 18 months. I've heard there's a couple of new bars open, which is a good thing, and a few restaurants and shops have closed down. There's concern about some of the remaining ones as well, so hopefully I will find that not much has changed, and if there has been change, then maybe it might be for the better. Right, well, I've walked down Mitcham Road. The main change on Mitcham Road is that Woolworths and Marks and Spencers have both closed down. Woolworths is now a closed shop, though it's still got the Woolworths logo on the sign. Marks and Spencers is now Primark, which has moved around the corner from Tooting High Street. Walking further up towards Amen Corner, one of the pubs, Jack Beard, has reopened as a gastropub called The Antelope. It seems to be doing very well. It was very busy when I looked in there, and there was a sign saying that they'd already sold out of food. This was about 3 o'clock, so they weren't serving any more Sunday lunches. Other than that, there's been very little change. I was disappointed to see that an old suit shop that was on Mitcham Road near Amen Corner seems to have closed down, and even worse, they seem to have done away with the traditional shop frontage, which was quite unique for Tooting. But all in all, it was quite a positive walk round Tooting, and most changes were in fact improvements. So yeah, I was quite encouraged by that.